Here we are again. It's another week, pro wrestling fans. What is up? That's right. You're here. It's another podcast with the Brothers of Discussion. This is Rob T.
And Fanboy Dave.
And we are ready to talk more professional wrestling with you. We had a blast on the last show last week. We talked about, we fantasy booked WrestleMania, and it was so much fun.
My card was still better.
I got a lot of feedback on that from some listeners that messaged me on Facebook saying they enjoyed the show. They liked the picks. I mean, it was really good. It was really good. And so we're going to kind of keep that whole fantasy booking thing going. Well, I wouldn't even call it fantasy booking. Now, what we're going to talk about today is more current. I want to bring up some of the current stars. And of course, when I say that, I'm talking about mid-card type stars. And let's just be honest. And I'm speaking for myself because I know Fanboy Dave isn't going to agree with me. But WWE seems to be dropping the ball a little bit on these mid-card stars. And I've talked to a lot.
Is that so?
Yes, that is so. And I've talked to a lot of people that seem to agree with me. I've listened to other podcasts that agree as well. And the people on these podcasts are professionals and are in the business or were in the business. And they seem to be all saying the same thing. And I want to talk about that a little bit. Before we do, I wanted to take some time real quick just to acknowledge the passing of a Lucha Libre legend who passed away here recently. I believe he passed away. It was either on Monday or Sunday. I'm sorry, I don't remember. He went by the name of Brazo de Plata in Mexico, in Spanish, but he was also known as Super Porky.
Super Porky.
Super Porky, that was his name. He was a legend, wrestled for many, many years. He actually was in WWE from 2005 to 2006. Gotta be honest, I don't remember that. His real name was Jose Luis Alvarado Nieves, and he was better known as Super Porky. And he passed away on Monday at the age of 58. He was a competitor, and he was a proud member of the Alvarado wrestling family, which includes several generations of luchador athletes, as well as being a member of the Squared Circle for nearly 40 years. And he had one heck of a career. He was very entertaining, very funny. And even though he was a short, big guy, he was very talented in the ring as well. I highly recommend you go back and maybe check out some of his matches. I'm sure you can find them on YouTube and stuff like that. Also, I wanted to take just a minute, if I could. I know this is a wrestling podcast, but in the world of rock music, we've lost two legends just within 2 days. We are recording this on Wednesday. What is the date today? Wednesday, July 28th. And yesterday was the passing of former Slipknot drummer Joey Jordison, who is a phenomenal drummer. Definitely one of those guys who would be considered a legend. A lot of drummers, especially in the heavy metal community, looked up to this guy. Awesome, awesome drummer. Very fast, very just aggressive, very soft-spoken. Great, great drummer. And then today, word went around today that, and I'm going to kick myself for not remembering his name, but ZZ Top member, and I'm not talking about Billy Gibbons, but yeah, he passed away today, and it's just very, very sad day in the world of hard rock and metal. We've lost a lot of, musicians. It was Dusty Hill, who was 72 years old. He passed away today. We've lost a lot of musicians just in this month alone. The guitarist from Cinderella passed away. The vocalist from, I think it was Metal Church, passed away. I mean, there's just so many. And there's a lot of loss going around. So our hearts go out and prayers go out to the family and friends of all these individuals. But let's move on. And what I want to talk about, so in WWE currently, we've got a lot of stuff going now. Fanboy Dave, I know WWE is your company. That's your show. You're rooting for them like crazy. And I just have to be honest. SmackDown has got it going on. All right? I look forward to tuning into SmackDown every single week because they got me hooked, right?
NXT, the way to the moon.
NXT has got me hooked, okay? Raw, on the other hand, No, I'm sorry, but they don't. And that's and I think that's something's going on. I don't know what's going on with the creative on SmackDown. On Raw, I'll tell you this. You can definitely tell, and I said this before, that Triple H and Shawn Michaels are running the show on NXT because they're leaving you with something that you have to tune in next week to watch. You know what I mean? And right now, what's really got it going on, there's several stories going on in NXT. I think the one at the top of the heap is the story with Karrion Kross and Samoa Joe. You know, I'll tell you, that's what made me tune in this week. I had to see what was going to happen. But there's also the storyline with Cameron Grimes and LA Knight that is just entertaining as all get out. I mean, it's been funny, you know, but it's a great story. It's involving the Million Dollar Man, as you know. You got other stories going on, like with Hit Row and, was it the Legado de Fantasma?
Yeah. Hit Row's lame.
But it's still a story. It's still a story, whether you like one side or the other. It's still a captivating story, and it's causing people to tune in, right? Raw is just not doing that right now.
What are you talking about? You got the modern-day Maharaja, Jinder Mahal, with his stable against Drew McIntyre. That's some good stuff right there. And Sheamus against Damian Priest.
Okay, that one's actually a little bit better than what's going on with Drew McIntyre. I'm sorry. I have lost interest in Drew McIntyre.
Well, he can't be for the title because if you're watching, as long as Bobby Lashley is WWE champion, he can no longer compete for it.
Which I completely understand and I completely get. But there's got to be a more captivating story than what's going on with Jinder Mahal. First of all, Jinder Mahal has been off the scene for months. They bring him back in. And I'm sorry, but the storyline right now is pretty lame. It's not. You got to do something to grab the people, to get them invested. Even currently, right now, the only thing interesting with the storyline with Charlotte Flair and Nikki A.S.H. is Charlotte Flair. That's it. She's the only one in the story right now that, to me,
she's the opportunity.
She's the one right now that's grabbing people. I mean, it was great that Nikki Cross was able to cash in her Money in the Bank, you know, briefcase or whatever, and go for the belt and end up winning it, right? Which was kind of like what you expect. But now what? What happens next? And the reason I bring that up is because when you get the prize, it's like the only place to go is down. She's going to lose the belt at the next pay-per-view.
She might.
No, I just don't see any way of her keeping it and it being something that is still interesting, if that makes any sense.
Makes sense.
You know, because right now, she lost against Charlotte, and she's the champion. I get it. It's Charlotte Flair, okay? I get it. You're going to start tooting your horn about it. I get it. But
the greatest wrestler.
Yes, I get that. But my point is, as you know, you've followed the business for a long time. There's rules to the game. There's ways of doing things. When you're champion, you need to look stronger. You need to look like a champion. And I'm sorry, but right now, Nikki Cross does not look like a champion.
Well, she's almost a superstar.
It doesn't matter. Get away from the gimmicks. I'm talking about the story, man. She looks like a little kid who just keeps saying, oh, if I think positive and if I do this, I'm going to succeed. Now, yeah, that's great. That's great advice, right? But when I turn on my TV, I want to see the hero that I'm rooting for actually be a champion, especially if they have the belt around their waist.
So what are you going to do if Nikki Ash, A.S.H., wins the triple threat match at the next pay-per-view?
If she wins it, that's great. I'm just wanting to see where they're going to go from here. What are they going to do to capture my attention, basically? That's where I'm at. And right now, I'm sorry, they're just not doing anything to capture my attention. And if you're listening out there and you disagree with me, hey, that's great, right? I mean, not everybody's going to agree with what I'm saying. Not everybody's going to agree with what Fanboy Dave is saying. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the show. You got to have your own opinion. Feel free to drop us a line and let us know what you think on the topic. But as of right now, I just am not buying what they're selling when it comes to Nikki A.S.H. and the championship.
Did you not see all the fans out there with their signs for Nikki?
I did see that, but that's still look at the demographic. Who was holding it up? I saw little kids, which is great. Don't get me wrong. They're going to buy the merchandise. They're going to do all that. We're PG. Yeah, no, I get
family
that.
Family show.
That's all fine. I get that. But for the hardcore fans that are into wrestling because it's wrestling, it's just, I don't know. For me, it's just not doing it. If I had a little girl like you do, yeah, that would be great for her. But it's just not doing it for me, man.
Oh, my daughter knows who the best wrestler in the world is, and she'll tell you. Oh, you got to tell her, who's the queen? She says, Charlotte Flair. Woo!
I wonder where she learned that from.
WWE?
She learned it from her daddy. That's where she learned it from. The one captivating thing that's going on right now, well, I don't even think I'd use the word captivating. Interesting thing going on right now. Bobby Lashley's a great champion. I got to give it to Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley looks like a champion. Straight up, he does.
He's the almighty.
He looks like a champion. Boy, you just love throwing out them gimmick lines, don't you?
I'm just telling you.
I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I don't need you throwing gimmick lines at me. He's a great champion. What do you think? Honestly, don't give me gimmick bullcrap, dude. I don't want gimmick bullcrap. I want to know, honestly, in your opinion, what do you really feel about Goldberg coming back?
I think.
And I don't want. Hold on. Before you go. Because you're such a damn fanboy, you probably read the dirt sheets and read the stuff online, and you're going to agree that it's a good idea to bring Goldberg back because it's going to make the casual, you know, viewer. What? I don't want to hear that crap. As a fan.
Is Goldberg a WWE guy or is he a WCW guy?
Well, technically, he was a WCW guy.
Okay, so I'm WWE, buddy.
Okay, so give me your honest opinion.
I don't like it.
Okay, why?
Because Goldberg, I mean, they did that with Drew McIntyre when he came out. And
been there, done that, right?
And Drew Reddy took care of Goldberg and put him out to pasture.
Exactly, exactly. So here's my question to you, since you're Mr. Fanboy of WWE.
Fanboy Dave.
Fanboy Dave of WWE. What the hell is Vince thinking? Why is he bringing him back? It doesn't make any sense.
Ticket sales. It's marketing genius because Goldberg's a name.
See, and that's the same thinking. That's as a Dallas Cowboys fan, that's what pisses me off about Jerry Jones. Because Jerry Jones thinks just like Vince McMahon. It's all about the bottom line, the bottom dollar, right? That's why the training camp's held in California and not in Texas. Because in California is where all the sponsors are.
Well, I'm not a Cowboys fan.
I know you're not a Cowboys fan, but that's my point.
No, but Vince is a genius because I really think you already squashed Kofi Kingston. And since you talk about, you know, the veterans, you know, helping out the next generation, I see Bobby Lashley straight dominating Goldberg, too.
I get what you're saying, man, but Bobby doesn't need the rub from Goldberg. He doesn't. Bobby's too much of a superstar already. He doesn't need the rub from anybody.
Yeah, but think about it. If he dominates Goldberg.
He dominated an old man.
Yeah, and then who's next? You may hear Brock Lesnar's music
comes
out.
That's who should have come next, well, Brock, in my opinion.
Brock's doing his own thing. Life in the woods. And
I completely get that. My point is that if Vince wants to bring somebody back, like if he really wants to reach outside of the current roster and bring somebody in for ticket sales, then give the people what they want. Shout out to AEW on that one. That's their quote. Give the people what they want. People want to see Bobby Lashley versus Brock Lesnar. Why? Because they both came from the world of the MMA. They were both in WWE and then both left WWE and went on to do great things in the world of mixed martial arts.
I thought this podcast was about mid-card level. Why are we talking about world champions?
Well, because I went down the roster. And I'm talking about storylines right now, what's going on. So let's roll with this, though. We're organic here. We're going to roll with what we're talking about.
I'm just asking because you're our mid-card levels, who does the storyline and blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah. We're going to roll with this, okay? So, again, going back to what I said, my main point in this whole conversation is I think Vince is off his rocker. I think it's time for him to...
He's not off his rocker. Vince is always ahead of the game. Always, always ahead. So you just need to watch, and you'll see that the almighty, Bobby Lashley, is just going to help him to elevate where he becomes unbeatable.
Well, personally, I think he's already there. Okay, going back to what you said, let's go ahead and let's talk mid-card. So, going down the roster here.
You get to go first. I'm the WWE guy.
Go for it. Lay somebody out there.
Well, who hasn't been on TV in a while, but I like them as a tag team because they're the Dirty Dogs, but
okay.
Bobby Roode.
Right.
I mean, I think Bobby Roode is a better singles wrestler than the tag team wrestler because he's glorious.
So you think he should get away from the tag?
I think so. You know, come back and do his thing and his...
Just FYI, he was on TV last week.
Was he? I didn't see it. See? What was he with tag team? Or was he by himself?
No, he was with Dolph Ziggler.
Did I see? So yeah.
Yeah, but they didn't wrestle. But yeah, he came out. I agree. Bobby Roode should have always. They should have kept going with the whole glorious gimmick.
It was great.
It was working. It was, and that's again that brings back my point. Why do they cut these things off when they're gaining steam? You know. You go back to the Rusev Day. You brought it up a couple of weeks ago, I think it was. Rusev Day was hot.
Rusev Day was hot.
You know what I mean? Shirts were selling off the shelf, yet they broke it up. It makes no sense to me, man. It makes no sense to me. I agree with you, though. I think Bobby Roode should be a singles wrestler. I think Dolph Ziggler should be a singles wrestler. Those two are, to me, in my opinion, are both capable of being top card level talent. If given the opportunity. Now, granted, you also got to understand that we don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes. They very well could have been given the opportunity, but they're the ones that are choosing not to take it.
I mean, like I said, they're a great tag team. And, you know, it's just, you know, I just think Bobby Roode's better, you know, because Dolph Ziggler, I mean, they're great together, but Dolph Ziggler holds his own, you know, where he's like, I can do this better than you every night of the week, you know?
Exactly.
And that would just bring heat to him because the fans would just hate that. I mean, he still kind of does that with the tag team.
Yeah, true. Dude, I have to ask you your opinion on this one. What are your thoughts on Reginald, the 24/7 champ right now?
The boy can do a lot of flips. He must have been gymnastic. Might need him at the Olympics.
That ring entrance was something else.
How do you hide that little...
That little tramp?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That was crazy. That's what I was watching it with my wife. I go, you know he used a trampoline. She goes, doesn't matter. That flip that he did was just incredible. Yeah, he definitely has got some ups for sure.
Well, since you're AEW CW guy or AEW
WWE
Light, who is not getting the opportunity of the opportunity that AEW listens to their wrestling fans?
What are you talking about?
That's a mid card that's not getting opportunity.
Oh, in AEW?
Yeah.
Man, there's actually quite there's a few. Now, there is one guy in AEW right now that is starting to get, I don't want to say it's a push, right? It's not really a push, but he's starting to get more airtime.
Oh, let me guess. Luchasaurus with Baloo the Bear.
No. Baloo the Bear. No. Sean Spears.
You talking about Mr. Freaking... 10?
Yes, formerly God. Ty Dillinger.
He cannot be a main event card guy, and they're trying to make him one.
I got
to
tell you, so he came in.
I think Randy Orton needs to break his fingers.
When he came in, he started to get kind of a push, and he went after Cody.
His Rhodes. Wife's a bigger star than him.
Right. Anyway, when he came in, he went after Cody, hit Cody over the head with a chair. This went all over the wrestling news, wrestling world, because this was the first time we had actually seen a chair shot to the head in years. And he gave Cody a massive concussion with the chair shot.
There
and,
you go, Tony Khan.
And busted him
up. I care for my wrestlers, but let's hit him in the head.
So anyway, but after a while, he fell off. We didn't see him or anything.
He's not a main event guy.
Well, that could be changing. I mean, right now he is part of a stable called the Pinnacle.
What's your MJF dude, right?
Yeah, it's with MJF. It has FTR, the guys that formerly were the Revival.
Yes.
Sean Spears, and then Wardlow. Wardlow is the guy.
Wardlow?
Wardlow.
What kind of name is Wardlow?
It's his name.
I've heard of Fifth Ward in Houston, but Wardlow?
Wardlow.
I mean... Who's making these names up, man?
The stars make their own names, brother.
Man, that guy needs to go back to the drawing board.
The guys. And see, that's the thing that's different about AEW. Bully Ray says it all the time. You need to let the talent be talented. Let
so then them if be the talent picks what they want to do and they fail, it's on them.
Correct. That's exactly what happens. Which is the reason why I believe Sean Spears didn't really do that well at the very beginning. But now he's actually doing pretty well. There's a little bit of a rivalry going on right now between him and Sammy Guevara. So yeah, Sean Spears would be one of the ones. You were making a joke, but in all reality, Luchasaurus is another one. Luchasaurus is a huge guy. Interesting gimmick that he's chosen, but he's making it work. He is a crowd favorite. He's now starting to get a little bit more.
Does he wear a mask?
Yeah, he does.
They all wear masks in the stands of their fans?
No, his masks are kind of hard to come by, I think. His mask is a little different than your typical luchador mask. Excuse me. So, yeah. Another one is, because you asked, the Murderhawk Monster. Yeah.
Is that a monster Lance, truck?
Lance Archer.
Oh, that dude's way out of his prime, man. Lance Archer. He can't push no merch.
He has come out. He is, you should see
his shirt. It's about time he came out. Isn't he like 50?
No, he's not that old. He came out. He is a beast. He's got Jake the Snake Roberts as his manager. And he just won a match against John Moxley last week.
Dean Ambrose?
Yeah, formerly Dean Ambrose. Won a match against John Moxley last week for the IGWP U.S. title.
Oh, the New Japan champ, Intercontinental, whatever, U.S. title?
Yes. Oh. Well, because I'm sure you've heard, they're all working together, man.
Well, yeah.
It's making the business interesting. Right now, whether you like AEW or not, that's fine. There's plenty of other haters out there, too. I'm sorry. There's plenty of other fans out there, too.
When you can't do business with the WWE, you're going to have to gravitate to other promotions to stand the shot.
Yeah, exactly. They all want to make a living. But here's the thing. Right now is a great time to be a wrestling fan. It really is, because there's so many different flavors. You know, the fact that AEW is actually teaming up with, you know, New Japan, with Impact Wrestling, with NWA.
Is it teaming up, though, or is AEW just using them to get over?
It's a good question.
I'm just asking you. You're saying we're teaming up with Impact Wrestling and this and that, but are Impact wrestlers or wrestling beating AEW?
I see what you're saying. No, actually, that's really not what's happening. There's been some crossover matches where the talent from the other companies have beat the talent in AEW. Now,
are we talking top talent, or are we just talking mid-card level?
You got all over the place. Top talent, mid-card. It's the same across the board. You remember, of course, the Good Brothers. They're actually in Impact. Formerly, they were in New Japan as well. They've wrestled a few matches in AEW. They've lost, and they're considered top talent in Impact. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. They've lost in AEW.
I mean, they've won. I'm sorry. They've won in AEW several times. Now, the only thing I will say that I don't necessarily agree with, but it's making people tune in, is right now Kenny Omega, who is arguably the best wrestler in the world.
No, he's not. Randy Orton's the best wrestler in the world.
That's why I said arguably.
There's no argument about Randy Orton.
He is the best. Maybe not world. For you, but for others,
are
there
you
is.
Kidding me? What does JBL say?
I don't know. What does JBL say?
You know what JBL says.
What?
If I was going to pick the perfect prototype to run my business around, it would be Randy Orton.
As JBL. Have you even seen?
He's a wrestling god.
Whatever. Have you seen Kenny Omega wrestle?
Some old videos, like in 2000 when he came out with the little broom and they call him the cleaner or the
sweeper.
Have
you seen anything recently?
No.
Then you've got no room to talk.
He ain't better than Randy Orton. I put money on that.
I would love to see him against Randy Orton.
Randy Orton probably squash him.
Randy Orton can keep up with his pace.
Oh, you're crazy.
I'm not crazy. You have to watch how the man wrestles. You have to watch. I'm not saying he's the best in the world. I'm not one of those that's tooting that horn. I'm just saying he is good. Randy Orton is used to the WWE style. WWE has a style.
I take Shinsuke over Kenny Omega.
Shinsuke's a great example of the point I'm trying to make. Shinsuke was a legend in New Japan with his strong style. They have watered him down so much in WWE, he's barely floating.
We don't do strong style.
That's the point. They're not letting...
That's Japan wrestling.
They're not letting the talent be talented. They're not letting the talent be who they are.
Is Shinsuke Nakamura not the king of SmackDown? Is he not the king of SmackDown?
Yeah, he is, but let's see how long that lasts.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And who's his boy? Go on. I know you've been practicing his voice.
No. You mean Rick Boogs.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I got to admit, I love it when he brings out Shinsuke.
See, you got it. You got it.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my point. Let's go back a little bit. Let's see. You got another mid-carder you want to bring up?
Well, I don't like it that they're pushing him, but Mansoor.
I don't know.
I mean,
who is he? I know he was in NXT.
Well, no, he won that big old battle royal in Saudi Arabia, so he has ties to
that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, they had to put him with
watch your mic. Can't hear you.
Sorry about that. You had to put him with Mustafa Ali.
Right.
Just because, I mean, you can tell that he's green. He's not ready for the storyline that they're putting him in. And
so why did your boy bring him up?
Because they're about to go back to Saudi Arabia.
So you think that's why he brought him up?
Oh, yeah. They're about to go back to Saudi Arabia and do another show out there. So
in October, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Tony Vince is a genius.
That's a whole other. What do you think about that?
Of them going to Saudi Arabia? Mm-hmm. You got fans in Saudi Arabia. You got fans in the UK. You're traveling.
True. But this is all being paid for by some prince.
Hey, I don't get into that politic and stuff, man. That's not me. They want WWE shows, and they're going to give Vince the money. Well, guess what? And I know Daniel Bryan was real big on not wanting to go to Saudi Arabia when he was in the WWE. Mm-hmm. That's his personal business, but at the end of the day,
it's all about the money.
They want a product, and if you want to get paid for the Saudi Arabia money, then you got to go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, granted.
When is AEW going to Saudi Arabia?
They're not. You know, they're actually doing pay-per-views, and they're donating all the proceeds to the fight for the fallen soldiers.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Whereas WWE is taking blood money from some prince in Saudi Arabia. So,
hey.
But, you know. Que sera, sera, right?
That's it.
So, more mid-card. Bailey's not mid-card. She's actually hurt right now.
She's going to be out for a year.
A year?
Yeah, like nine months to a year. Yeah, she hurt herself.
Wow, that's insane. Brian Kendrick is still in? Wow. We're going down the list here of people, and I'm seeing people that I haven't even seen on TV.
I don't like what they're doing to Elias.
Yes, Elias seems to be floating in limbo right now.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, oh my God, why can't they? Or was it Wright? Or what is his name?
Riker. Something like that? Yeah.
Yes, Riker. I mean, he's good. He's a big dude, but Elias, I mean, I think is a bigger star, and I just don't know what they're doing with him because everybody knows what WWE stands for.
Walk with Elias.
That's right.
And that got over.
Big time.
He's over. But again, I go back to what I've been telling you. I don't, and you just said it yourself. I don't know what they're doing with them.
You know what they might be doing? Getting ready for the draft. To shake things up, because the draft is coming.
The draft is coming, but really, what are they going to do? You know, I think.
Move them to Raw?
Let me ask you this. When was the last time that Elias was really interesting?
Well, he was on SmackDown.
Who was he fighting against at the time? Do you remember?
Jeff Hardy?
Was it Jeff Hardy?
I think so.
All I know is when he was really interesting, he was a heel, number one. And when he was pushing like his music and saying how he was number one and his album was bigger than Kanye's and all that, that was when watching him was awesome.
Well, maybe it's going to come back since they're live with the fans.
I hope so.
You can't do that.
I hope so. And that's another thing you got to do. I do admit you have to take into consideration with this whole COVID thing. That's kind of thrown things for a loop for sure. There's no doubt about it. But here's what upset me about Raw last week. Okay, they were on a high. People had just come back. The fans are back. Right. They had a great showing at SmackDown on Friday. Then at Money in the Bank, another great showing. You have John Cena come back, right? The Friday before, you had Finn Balor come back.
Yeah. So
all these great things happening. And then on Monday Night Raw, John Cena opens the show and, you know, basically offers his reason why he did what he did, because he's going to go after Roman Reigns. So Raw ended up being a great a great day, a great night of professional wrestling. Nikki Cross, that's when she cashed
Not
in.
Nikki Cross.
Nikki A-S-H, whatever the hell her name is. That was when she cashed in and she became champion. It was a great ending to an awesome Raw. Fast forward to the very next week, to the Raw we just saw, and it fizzled out.
I enjoyed it.
I'm sorry. It was just, I was literally sitting there like, why am I still up? I should be going to bed already. Because there was just
You went to bed early?
No, I actually stayed up and watched the whole thing. But my point is just, it was not, I feel like they lost that momentum. Like, I was listening to the podcast yesterday, and Busted Open, which you know is one of my favorites. And even Dave LaGreca said it was like they put the pause button on what was going on storyline-wise for everything. And that's really what it felt like. It felt like, let's put this on pause, and we'll come back next week. Granted, I get that they had a couple of things come up. Jeff Hardy got COVID, so they couldn't carry on with the whole Karrion Kross thing and him. Goldberg wasn't there. John Cena didn't even make an appearance till after they went off the air. So, yeah, there was a lot of factors that were missing, but I'm sorry. Raw was so-so for me. But anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more just on the state of WWE right now. And
you're a hater.
Just like you're a hater of AEW.
They don't even exist to me.
And I'm not a hater. I love WWE. I just don't think they're doing the best job that they can do. But anyway, we'll be right back after this word from our sponsor. Fellas, I know how it is. Your hair and beard are looking rough and you need to get it taken care of right away. The problem is, where do you go? Say no more, because I have the perfect place for you. At Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, you'll get that fresh cut and trim by well-trained professionals who know just how to get what you want. A man's cut and a man's trim. Dallas and Jawan will hook you up with your tailor-to-you cut and beard trim, along with a straight razor shave and a relaxing hot towel treatment. These fellas will give you that old school treatment where you sit back, relax, and unwind while you get back to looking like a gentleman should. When you walk in the door, talk to old Dow and let him know that the Brothers of Discussion sent you, and he'll offer you a complimentary cold one or a shot of whiskey. Stop by 322 West Hopkins Street in San Marcos, Texas, or you can go online and make your appointment today at hanleysbarbershop.com. Hanley's Good Time and Barbershop, where good times and good vibes make for a great look. Mr. Q.
What Q? You didn't even tell me back we were live.
You should have been watching, man. You should know. You were the one that said you wanted to bring us back. You didn't do it.
And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. You see how this hater over here from AEW just doesn't even want the star of the show to bring us back. So.
All late and everything. Oh, well. Anyway, yes, we are back. Thank you, Fanboy Dave, for bringing us back so eloquently.
Well, let me know next time.
Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so we've been talking about, this whole conversation started out with kind of where we feel certain stars on the roster should be, and we are talking mainly WWE. But we're kind of going back and forth here because I really think that WWE is dropping the ball on a lot of great talent. And, of course, Fanboy Dave over here, who bleeds WWE, seems to disagree.
That's right.
Although, I got to say, in the last segment, there was some little bit of agreement with me, because even you said, I don't know what they're doing with them, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So there is one superstar I want to bring up, because they put so much hype on her, so much, you know, the vignettes and everything else, and, you know, even, you know, before she came on, they was, like, talking about she improved and everything, but she still sucks, and I'm talking about Eva Marie.
I'm not a fan of Eva Marie.
But she's a WWE star.
She's not a WWE star. She's just in the WWE. She She's terrible. Dude drops better than her.
Yeah, I agree with that. And they should have left her name alone, Piper Niven. That girl can move.
She hurt Natalya.
I saw that. I couldn't exactly see how the injury happened, though.
I think it was on that when she tried to do the flip and the pin.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not sure, but it messed up her ankle. So that's going to be very interesting if they drop the titles or...
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully Natty's okay. What are they doing with her, man? Why do you think the WWE is so hung up on Eva Marie?
Vince likes her.
Just because of her looks, right?
I don't know if it's for her looks, but he likes her. Maybe he likes the heat. Maybe he's trying to recreate the heat that only one person can get. That it's, I don't know if it'll ever be matched, but Vicky Guerrero.
Ah, that's a good point. That's a good point. But if we're even being honest there, Vicky Guerrero, who wasn't really an in-ring talent, she had so much charisma.
Well, yeah,
Eva Marie does not.
Well, Vicky Guerrero is in the wrestling family.
True, true.
Eva Marie's not.
True, true.
She came from the fitness world, I believe.
Yeah, yeah. And she's just, oh, dear God. It was painful watching that segment with her and Alexa Bliss in Alexa's Playground. That fall that she took was so damn fake. It was, like I said, it was painful to watch. I think WWE needs to just cut their losses and just let her go, in my opinion. She's just, I just don't see her getting any better. I really don't. I really don't. I think they need to, I know this is going to sound terrible, but I think they need to use her for whatever it is they're trying to get to that goal, and then just boom, let her be. Because
maybe Tony Khan will pick her up and she can go to AEW and be All Elite.
I doubt it. You got to be talented to go to AEW. And I'm sorry, but I just don't see, you know, her having that talent. I mean, I could be wrong, man. You know, I mean, that could be something Tony Khan does do. I have no idea.
It'd be funny and I'd laugh at you.
But you cannot, I don't care how much you hate on AEW, you cannot deny the fact that they are causing a buzz. They are.
Well, yeah, with WWEX superstars.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where they came from. The fact of the matter is WWE is letting superstars go because they can't seem to use them for whatever reason. They go over to AEW and they are not only being used, but they're blossoming. I mean, Rusev's a great example. He's currently the TNT champion and has started this, to me, it's a stupid gimmick, but it's working, where he's coming off as this, he calls himself the Redeemer. And
I think he's Jesus Christ.
It's pretty much what he's doing. And he's doing phenomenal work in the ring. He's getting himself over, but he's also getting his opponents over, and it's working. It's definitely working. Aleister Black, he's come over now to AEW. He's only been on 2 weeks from what I haven't seen to today's show, of course. But he's been on 2 weeks, and he's already created a buzz with Cody Rhodes. Andrade El Idolo has already created a buzz. He's starting a rivalry with Death Triangle. And
Death Triangle?
Death Triangle, yes, sir.
Death Triangle.
And you have no idea what I'm talking about. Death Triangle consists of Pac, formerly, what was his name? Neville in WWE. Remember him?
Yeah, I remember Neville.
Okay, he goes by Pac. Actually, the full name is The Bastard Pac. Then after Pac, Death Triangle consists of him, Ray Phoenix, who's a superstar from AAA in Mexico.
Is that the guy trying to look like Rey Mysterio?
No.
No.
No. His mask is different. And then his brother, and these guys are actually really brothers, just like you and I are really brothers, except I think they love each other. Mm. That's the only difference. They do fight each other too, though. So, but anyway, his brother, who's probably right now my favorite Mexican luchador, and that is Pentagon Jr., or they call him Penta El Cero Miedo. So those three guys.
What does that mean in English?
Pentagon, and Cero Miedo means zero fear.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's.
You're bilingual.
Cero Miedo. For those that didn't see, there was a hand gesture that goes with that. Mm. So that's what he does. So anyway, they started a feud with Andrade El Idolo, and now Andrade El Idolo is being managed by Chavo Guerrero. And Vicky Guerrero is managing Nyla Rose. Now, Nyla Rose is an interesting cat. Have you heard of Nyla Rose? Okay.
Is that the special person?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Nyla Rose is a transgendered professional wrestler.
You
yes.
can talk about that. I got nothing to say about that.
She had an awesome match against Britt Baker, DMD. And right now, Britt Baker is the top female wrestler in AEW.
We would probably get the floor whipped if Charlotte Flair ever got in the ring with her.
Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that one. As good as she is, she's not on the level of Charlotte Flair.
Nobody is. Nobody in the world.
I'll give that to you right now.
In the world of professional wrestling.
Well, hold on. Hold your horses. What is her name?
It doesn't matter what her name is.
All right, Rock. Sarah Deeb, I think that's her name. She's phenomenal. She could probably take it to Charlotte Flair. Just saying. But, and she's in, I think she's in AEW now. I know that she was NWA Women's Champion for a while. So anyway, let's go back. You got any other stars or superstars from WWE that, well, let me ask you this. What do you think is going on with The Fiend?
I don't know. I'm sure he'll be back soon. Probably on Raw.
Like they really... It really took a left turn. Like, I thought they were going to do something with him and Alexa Bliss, and it just took a complete left turn. Like, I have no idea what really is going on. Let me ask you about this one. Now, this superstar has come out 2 weeks in a row. He was gone for a few months. He's now back, but I don't see them going anywhere with him, and that's Keith Lee. He's lost 2 weeks in a row. Now, I know... You know, it's not necessarily about the wins and losses. It's about getting over. But do you really think that Keith Lee got over the past 2 weeks?
No. He got squashed.
Why do you think that is?
Maybe he's got backstage heat.
I'm thinking so, too. Did you hear about the tweet that he put up?
About he'll tell a story in 2 weeks? Yeah. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Because unless his WWE contract is up.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think that might be part of the reason why he's kind of getting treated the way he is. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I don't understand what's going on with Keith Lee. And then you've got a superstar like Humberto Carrillo. He had some awesome matches with Sheamus. I thought it was going great. And then he got cut off right out from under him.
I'm thinking because he broke Sheamus's nose.
Yeah, I get that, but accidents happen in the ring.
It does, but you're supposed to be able to protect the person that you're wrestling.
So why is it different in the case of Nia Jax and Becky Lynch?
Well, you know the lineage.
Doesn't matter, man. To me, that's just a cop-out. I love WWE. I really do. I've been a WWE fan for years, but I hate to say it, man, but I think in a lot of ways... I don't want to say they're racist, but...
WWE's not racist.
How come it is that...
Who's the WWE champion?
I know that.
The Almighty?
So then what has he got against Mexicans?
He don't got nothing against Mexicans.
It just seems like they cut the legs out from under the Mexican talent. I'm just saying what I see.
Wasn't Rey Mysterio and Dominik the SmackDown champions?
Are they still?
No, because they lost.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost to the
so why
the
couldn't
family line.
Why couldn't the run last longer?
Because
exactly my point.
No, because he needs another opponent that won't break his nose.
even with Rey and Dominik.
What are you talking about? Damian Priest. What is he?
He's Puerto Rican, I believe.
Okay, so he's not racist.
No, but he just barely got back on TV this past week. Where was he before that?
He was waiting for Alberto to screw up so he can get on TV.
I'm just saying what I see, man. I like I said, I love WWE, but sometimes it just makes me wonder. Humberto Carrillo is a great talent. I just don't think I think he's another one of the ones that
he was trying to get the 24/7 championship this past week on Monday Night Raw.
Exactly. He shouldn't be doing that. He just fought Sheamus for the for the U.S. title. You're supposed to be going forward, not backward. And I'm
sorry, buddy.
I'm sorry, the 24/7 champ is a joke.
No, it is not. It's very entertaining.
It is entertaining, but the title as a title is a joke. You're never going to see Edge going for the 24/7 championship.
I'd rather wear the 24/7 championship than that gumball championship at AEW.
Oh, whatever. That championship at AEW is a beautiful championship.
From a gumball machine,
I bet. One are you talking about?
The world title.
No way, man. Have you even seen it?
Yeah, it's
oh, you're lying. Yeah, you're lying.
Yes, I did see it because Bret Hart showed it.
Bret Hart?
Yeah.
What do you mean Bret Hart showed it? What's Bret Hart doing with the belt?
You don't remember? See, you don't watch that stuff on Facebook when your company barely started. He came out and showed the belt. See, you don't
know. Oh, that's right. He did.
Oh, Mr. AEW.
That's right. He did. I never said I was Mr. AEW.
Yeah, you're Mr. AEW.
No, I am not. I am exactly. A professional wrestling fan.
And I swore I
you're
saw.
You're the fanboy, not me.
I swear I saw him put a quarter in the gumball machine to get what that title out.
You were such a
never
hater.
Seen a WWE title in no gumball machine.
Oh, yeah. Those beautiful tag team championships. They look like big quarters on the front of them.
That's right.
The ugliest tag team championship belt nice. I've ever seen. Nice. Oh, my God.
You know, we wouldn't even be talking about titles. A TNA title for the network.
TNT.
Whatever. TNT, TNA title. Because of,
might as well be the same thing.
Yeah, we're on TNT Network. So we got a TNT title. No prestige or nothing.
Hey, whatever happened to Jason Jordan?
He's in the back. He's a producer.
Oh, is that what he is? Is it because he was hurt? That's why he never came back?
No, because he's Kurt Angle's son.
I swear, man. The more Kool-Aid WWE makes, you drink it all the time. All right, so what about Jinder Mahal? You were talking about him earlier.
Oh, the Jinder. Come on. The modern-day Maharaja.
Talk to us about Jinder Mahal.
Oh, man, Jinder's coming. Don't hinder the Jinder, man.
What the hell? Shanky? What kind of name is Shanky?
It's probably homage to, like, their Indian culture. You can't be making fun of that Mr. Racist over here saying Vince is racist.
It sounds like a nickname you give to some dude in prison that wants to stab everybody.
No, it's called Shank, bro.
He's Mr. Shanky. Look out. Don't get near him. He'll shank you.
He's going to come get you,
He'll shank you. Shank, shank, shank. Mr. Shanky. Yeah, no, Shanky got his ass beat. That's what happened.
Bad. Did you see the whelps on
that
chair?
I did. I did. You see his back was...
Drew McIntyre, I gave him a few receipts, I bet.
I'm sure he did. That's another storyline. I don't know where they're going with it.
Well, they're green. You just can't go there, but... Jinder and Drew McIntyre fighting at another pay-per-view is gonna be good.
Let me ask you this question. Be honest. Had the WWE not been going to India, do you think Jinder would have ever gotten the belt?
Maybe. Maybe.
You're lying to your
Maybe
team.
Because you gotta think about it. I mean, Jinder, when he was like with Drew McIntyre, you know, 3MB and all that, like Jinder got jacked.
He did.
Jinder got big.
No doubt. He
put his time in the gym, and he's our 50th WWE champion. Like, I mean, I thought it was a good thing, but yeah, that's not the same Jinder anymore.
No, it's not. I'll give you that. You're right about that.
But I think he would have got a shot. I mean, he beat Randy Orton. Randy Orton's not going to just bow down to anybody.
Randy Orton's going to do business when it's time to do business. Hey. Randy Orton's old school. He's going to do business.
You're just jealous because AEW, CW, or AEW Lite, WWE Lite don't have RK Bros, man. Oh, whatever. Dude, those shirts are sick. You know you want to buy one with the snake on the little scooter.
It's a cool shirt. I ain't gonna lie. All right, look, we need to take another break. When we come back, we're going to wrap this thing up. We're going to talk a little bit more. I'm going to bring up a couple of more stars.
Yeah, he don't bring up nothing about AEW because he don't got no more stars because they're all WWE stars that are making on the main roster.
Whatever. Anyway, we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Going on 10 years in the community, Metroflex Gym has been the place for back to basics, no fluff training. At Metroflex, you'll have the resources available to you to reach your fitness goals, whatever they may be. Owners Daniel Haggerty and David Wheat are available and ready to help guide you in the proper direction to get the best results for your health. Want to lose weight? Increase stamina or gain mass? Daniel Haggerty is a licensed trainer with over 25 years experience in nutrition and training and how to get the most out of your workouts. Come by today for a visit at 2101 Clovis Barker Road, San Marcos, Texas, or call to make an appointment for a tour at 512-878-8575. Homegrown in the community and veteran-owned, Metroflex Gym is the hardcore training place for a hardcore workout. Call today. All right, so we're talking about talent, mainly WWE talent. We have talked a little bit about AEW talent as well. But basically just some of the superstars that are on the roster. And what do we think? Like, where do we think they would go? Why do we think they're not being used? That's basically what we're talking about here in this episode. So I want to bring up a tag team right now that... I want to get your opinion, Fanboy Dave, on these two guys, and we're going to rewind it a little bit before I get your opinion. So I'm talking about Mace and T-Bar. T-Bar? T-Bag?
No, T-Bar.
T-Bar. Thank you. Rewinding a little bit, they started off as Retribution, which looked like it was going to be an interesting storyline at the very beginning.
It would have been if there was fans there. I think it'd probably still be together.
I agree. I have to agree with you 100% on that one. That would have caused... It would have been like the Nexus all over again.
Yeah.
You remember when they first came out? Mm-hmm. I mean, that had people shocked. And I think had there been fans, it would have been a whole different ball game. So I definitely think, as unfair as it is, that they missed the boat on that one. And I think that's the reason why T-Bag and Mace... I mean, T-Bar and Mace... T-Bar and Mace. Let's be real. They got the short end of the stick on that one. They are not at fault for that one. That just had to do with the whole no fans thing.
But T-Bar, I mean, I get it, but he was better as Jokic. I mean, no, that was his name in NXT. No, Jokic's a basketball player. I'm tripping, man. I'm tripping tonight.
Dominic Dijakovic.
Yeah, Dominic Dijakovic. My fault, man. Talk about Denver Center, MVP.
I agree.
I thought he was just better.
He had some great matches, especially with Keith Lee. And Keith Lee tore down the house on that
one. Maybe they'll do that, but him as T-Bar with Keith Lee.
Maybe. And then, of course, you got Mace. Let me ask you a question, okay, right? So Mace and T-Bar cut a promo on the last Raw, right? I'm sorry, but... Mace's voice just does not fit what he's trying to portray.
Well, the thing about Mace, and it's hard for me to take him seriously, is because
he got punked out by Brock Lesnar.
That's the only thing when I see him, I'm like, Brock Lesnar whooped him. I'm like, I can't take this guy seriously. Brock Lesnar whooped you, and you were gone.
I was watching that promo, and granted, it was a decent promo. Okay, they have to follow the script. I get it. They were given the script, they ran with it. It was decent. Okay. It wasn't terrible.
But it was better than the Ascension.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, but when he was talking, I even told my wife as we were watching, I was like, I just can't take this dude seriously. And for me, it had nothing to do with the Brock Lesnar thing. It's just the voice didn't fit the face because of the way he's got the makeup, the way he's got the hair. To me, he should be coming out like, I'm going to, like, talking, like, with that real deep voice like this. You know what I mean?
Predator?
Yeah, or, like, Batman, dude. Seriously. He looks like he needs to talk that way. But instead, you see that real menacing look, that real just, you know, intimidating, just as he's staring in the camera. Even behind the mask, he would do that evil smile-looking thing, and it looked amazing. But then he gets the mic, and he's like, yeah, we're going to defeat y'all. You know what I mean? It doesn't fit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I don't know how far they're going to get with those two. I don't really see it going anywhere. And I honestly can't even think. Maybe, like you said, Dominic Dijakovic or T-Bar, as he's known now, getting him back in the ring with Keith Lee, kind of trying to bring that back, could do something. But at the same time...
Because he can wrestle.
Yeah, for sure. But at the same time,
Isn't that kind of like been there, done that still?
In NXT.
In NXT. Yes, I get that. They would definitely tear the house down. No doubt about it. But an ongoing storyline, I'm not too sure. That's just kind of what I see. So I don't know what you would do with these two guys. Don't get me wrong. Talented. You cannot not be talented and be in WWE. Bottom line.
That's why I try to tell everybody. Everybody bottom wants
line.
To be there.
Yeah, bottom line. So everybody that we've been talking about during this episode are all talented. I don't want to take anything away from them. It's just the way that creative is using them that I just don't agree with. Another superstar that's in SmackDown right now that I feel is a mid-card, shouldn't be a mid-card, should be a contender. He should, I mean, I know he already had a run.
Oh, well, let me guess.
Go ahead.
Cesaro.
No, but he is another one I was going to bring up. I'm actually talking about Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Kevin Owens is a unique talent. He doesn't have the build that you would expect from...
He looks like you, but a little bit smaller. With the beard and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But he is so freaking talented, and the man can wrestle. And when he's a heel... Personally, I like him better when he's a heel. And I would love to see... Like, he had, as you know, he had a storyline with Roman Reigns. Yeah. Roman Reigns right now is doing a phenomenal job as a heel. He really is. I tune into SmackDown just to see that storyline. Being real, being honest. I would love to see Kevin Owens, heel Kevin Owens, going against heel Reigns. Yes, I get it, two heels, but man.
How are you going to do that? You can't do that because you have the bloodline and you just have Kevin Owens. It's three against one.
Yeah.
As a heel?
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
Maybe not. Okay, so maybe not completely heel, but... Like, as far as, like, when he's cutting promos and whatnot, but just that, how can I word it, man? Just that whole, and I know he kind of did this with the first run.
He did, because he was beating up on Jey Uso.
Yeah, he's you're like, right. You're right.
Your cousin's not going to come out. Roman's not going to come out. And he was just whooping him.
Right. And I guess my point I'm trying to make is I think it should have went longer. I really do, because that they were getting some mileage out of that storyline. They really were. And I just, I hate the fact that when they're done with a storyline like that, it's like a guy like Kevin Owens just gets thrown to the side again, you know? And he's just too talented to just be tossed aside, in my opinion. Cesaro's another one, man. Cesaro keeps getting the short end of the stick. That dude needs to be a contender. He is uber talented.
Well, maybe they move him to Raw because he already lost
to
Reigns.
But, I mean, before he got put into SmackDown, he was having the same problems on Raw, and he actually spoke up about it. You remember?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Only time will tell, definitely. Let's see. Do you have anybody else in mind that you can think of off top of your head?
Nope.
Let me ask you this. Interesting. Michael Cole, what do you think of the new combination of Michael Cole and Pat McAfee?
I like it.
Pat McAfee is something
McAfee,
else.
McAfee is just not an outlet. He's a fan.
He is. And you definitely see it every week. I love seeing him when Shinsuke comes out.
Yeah.
he gets up on the table. He's doing the air guitar and everything. It is
the water.
Fun.
Yeah.
It is fun to watch him for sure.
One thing about Michael Cole is that he knows who he works for.
True.
He's not going to say, "Welcome to another episode of WWE Dynamite." Good old JR.
Yeah, you're dogging on a legend. You know that, right?
No, I'm not dogging on a legend. It's just like, come on, JR. You've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah,
you should know what to do.
There's a slip of the tongue, man. You're over there hating on a
That's
legend.
That's not
man.
Hating. You know what that is? He misses it. He wants to come back home. He wants to be back.
I don't know about all that. He seems pretty damn happy where he's at. And let's talk about your boy. I know he's not a mid-carder, but where is he? Where do you think he is? Randy Orton.
Randy Orton is... Taking care of some personal stuff, probably.
How do you think they'll bring him back?
Well, did you watch Monday Night Raw?
I did.
Did you see after Matt Riddle's match who attacked him?
Yes, I did.
That's how they're going to bring him back. You have to go against Omos and AJ Styles.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And you think they'll get the titles off of him, probably?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, see, that I would be into. I think that'll be... Almost, though. Do you think they kind of jumped the gun on him?
Well, of course he did. He's getting better, but he's not where he should be.
Right.
I mean,
AJ's carrying him for sure.
Well, yeah, but I mean, Almas is just a big dude. But even when they're fighting the Viking Raiders, they do a heck of a job to make Almas look unstoppable.
Right. Right.
But yeah, he's just a basic big guy that's still learning, and he's doing the moves that he's comfortable with. You know, with in the turnbuckle, the picking up and doing basically sky high, but without jumping and throwing them down.
Right. Right.
So.
Okay.
Almas yells a lot too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, his favorite, from at least from what I've seen, his favorite thing that he likes to say is, "That's what I'm talking about."
That's Almas.
Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I know that, but like where he's from or
Raw Underground.
That's right, he is.
The door guy. Shane McMahon brought him. He's from Raw Underground. That's where he's from.
Oh, man. All right, so let's talk about one more star. I kind of wanted to wait to bring this guy at the end. Now, this guy has wrestled all over the world, has been in so many different independent promotions, was probably the star of Lucha Underground before he came to NXT. He made quite a splash in NXT and then got called up to the main roster and is currently on Raw, but has been underutilized from the get-go.
Who, Slapjack?
And I'm talking about Ricochet.
What are you talking about? We talked about 2 weeks ago. The match between him and the most moist Johnny Drip Drip. ladies and gentlemen, I'm not lying. He has a shirt that says America's Most Moist. You should buy it because I'm going to buy it.
America's Moist Wanted.
Oh, sorry. America's Moist Wanted. See, I got so excited. But I'm not moist yet.
He called them splash holes.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying.
He said, "Why are you being such a splash hole?" I'm sorry. I'll give you credit on that one. John Morrison, I popped for John Morrison because it's just
Johnny Drip Drip,
it's
man.
Just
it's Johnny
hilarious.
Drip Drip.
Hilarious. Johnny Drip Drip, yes. Right. I'm loving the Johnny Drip Drip gimmick because it is cracking me the hell up. I will be honest. Yeah, he had a great, and that's my point. He's got great matches. Now, I will say this, though. I don't think Ricochet's lack of push has anything to do with creative. I think it has to do with Ricochet. He is not great on the mic.
He's not.
He is not. He's great in the ring. I don't think there's very many people that can touch him in the ring, personally. He'd be a perfect fit in AEW.
Well, get out of here.
I'm just saying, he would. He's great in the ring.
You only got one show. How are you going to get all this talent on one show?
They're about to have another show.
Okay, we got three.
You were right. You had mentioned it, I think, last week that they were about to have another show that was it is going to be on Fridays.
Oh, I can't wait till your
they're
show.
They're going to go.
Rampage? Is that what
yeah,
it's
that's what it's called. There you go. They're going to go head-to-head with SmackDown.
This is going to be so much fun.
Hey, bro, it's going to be like
it's going to be like Texas beating up their little brother, Texas A&M, and just showing them like, hey. Okay, you're here on Friday nights, but this is why we own Friday nights.
It's going to be an interesting, I mean, it's just going to be interesting across the board because going back to the Monday Night Wars, and we've said this before on this show, Vince McMahon is at his best when he's got competition. Now, right now, AEW is not really competition because they're not going neck and neck with WWE anywhere. Their only show is on Wednesdays. And right now, WWE doesn't have a show on Wednesdays. But when they go to Fridays, they're going to be going neck to neck with SmackDown. And right now, SmackDown is the strongest show. Not Raw, SmackDown.
Well, some people say SmackDown is the A show.
I agree. I do agree with that statement. So they're going to be going head to head with the A show. Now, I honestly think WWE is going to pulverize them. But give it, we'll say a year. Give it a year, and I think it's going to be quite the battle.
I bet you they're going to put CM Punk on Friday nights.
If he's there. We don't know for sure if he's signing. We don't even know for sure if
I heard he signed.
If Bryan Danielson's signing.
I heard that's a done deal, too.
Did you?
On WrestleZone.com.
Yeah, I mean, I read the same things, but I guess we're not really going to know. I did a
I'm not going to know since I don't watch it.
I thought you were going to watch it if CM Punk's on.
Well, I won't. That would be a pay-per-view, so I'm not going to watch it. I'd probably have to watch the next episode on regular TV.
I did see an article today that they did ask Tony Khan directly about that. And Tony Khan said he couldn't speak on anything like that. But all he could say was that AEW right now is the talk of the town, pretty much. So does that confirm it? Does it not confirm it? I don't know. Personally, I hope they do both go because I think it's going to make things very interesting, especially because Tony Khan, like I said before, lets the talent be talented. He lets them go out and say whatever it is they want to say. Can you imagine what it is CM Punk just might say once he gets that mic? Maybe even Bryan Danielson when he gets that mic. Who knows? Personally, I don't think Bryan Danielson will say anything really negative about WWE. Right. CM Punk, on the other hand.
Yeah, but that's like I said, CM Punk left a long time ago. I mean, is Vince worried about CM Punk going over there? No. I tell you what, I'm not saying Vince is worried, but
right,
he'd rather have CM Punk over there than Braun Strowman.
I can agree with you on that. I think they're bringing Braun Strowman back.
Of course he's coming back.
I think it's because CM Punk and Daniel Bryan.
Hey, by hook or crook or whatever, you get a big pay raise because they don't want you to go over there. That's what it is. And you should be thanking Vince McMahon.
Should I now?
Oh, yeah. Because with all those guaranteed contracts before AEW even came to fruition. Is that the right word?
Yes. You got it right.
Oh, yeah. they were all signing 4 or 5 year deals. And now Vince is just like, whatever.
No, who you should really be thanking about guaranteed contracts is
Kevin Nash
and Scott Hall.
That's right.
Yeah, that's who you should really be
thanking. But I'm just saying about he's not worried about, like, okay, you want to go over there? Go ahead. We're the machine.
I got you. I got you. No, I get it. Right now, WWE is at the top of that mountain, and they're not getting knocked off anytime
soon. Never. They will never be getting knocked down. Never. Nobody's ever going to come close to that.
The day will come.
No, it won't.
The day will come.
Never.
When somebody will.
No. Nobody will ever knock WWE off the perch.
It happens with
everybody. Oh, that's like saying one day somebody's going to come and knock Amazon off its perch. Not going to happen. One day somebody's going to be worth more than the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Come on, yeah. Bro. Well, you know what they say, and I don't curse, but it says wish in one hand and blank in the other and see which one comes first.
You got a point. You got a point. Well, either way, I think we can both agree it's going to be very fun watching.
Just like nothing's better than Star Wars, right?
Yeah, well, everybody knows that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Not going to ever be passed up.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
You had to use a Star Wars thing to make me agree with you.
I'm just telling you,
that's,
WWE.
That's playing dirty. That's
I'm
playing
not
dirty.
Playing dirty.
Anyway, so I hear you had some exciting news for our show next week.
I do.
What is the news? Let our listeners know.
So we are having another special guest next week. And let's just say he knows a little bit about wrestling. His name is Shotgun6343. And he loves to talk about wrestling. He is a gamer. Go check out his YouTube page, Shotgun6343. Twitter, I think Instagram, funny dude, but we'll see what he has to say. Since I don't know if he watches AEW, he might, or he may watch some of the other stuff, so we'll get a different perspective.
He may not watch it, but I think he stays like in the loop.
He may, I don't know.
I think so, but what is the thing about Shotgun though? How come he's important to us?
Why is he important to us?
Yeah. Let the people know. Tell the people why he's important to us.
Well, because he's our brother.
That's right. He's our little brother. He's actually our youngest brother.
He's the favorite in the family.
Pretty much, yeah. It pisses us off.
Not me. I stay on my lane.
No, he's a great guy. Just like Fanboy Dave said, he's very funny, very entertaining. He is a gamer. And he's the pride of the family. Family loves him.
Yeah, he used to work for PlayStation because a company called Mo Films had like a contest, and he won, so he got to be a blogger for PlayStation. And yeah. I got to go to Vegas with him.
Yeah, you did.
It was awesome.
You're just a lucky bastard. That's all that is.
I'm just his favorite, I think.
So he's going to be on next week, which I'm really excited about, too. I mean, he's our little brother. We love him. He's a great guy. Just very entertaining. You're not going to want to miss that show. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but I'm sure it's going to be one interesting conversation. So I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And definitely, like I said, if you want to see how funny he is, you too, Shotgun 6343.
Go and check it out. Also, make sure that you contact us on our email. That's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. Like I say every week, we're looking forward to hearing from you for show ideas. If you want to tell us how we're doing, if you want to tell us we suck, if you want to tell us you like us, whatever it may be, feel free to shoot us an email. Again, that's brosofdiscussion@gmail.com. You can also find us on our socials. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search Brothers of Discussion, and you will find us on those platforms. For some reason you can't find us, shoot us on that email, and I will send you the links. I'll be more than happy to do that. I'm telling you, one thing that we kind of, I don't want to say we forgot, we just didn't really think about it, but Fanboy Dave, do you realize that we've been doing this now for over a month?
7 weeks.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
That's not bad. And we're just getting started. It's just going to get better and better. So we're really looking forward to doing more shows like this. Please, like I said, send us ideas for shows. I know in the future I would love to get some real professional wrestlers as guests, whether they be here in the indie scene. Who knows? Maybe one day we'll actually have a big, you know, wrestling superstar or something like that. That would be amazing. That would be awesome. But in order to do that, we need to get you people to listen and tell your friends about us, tell your family about us. If you have someone in your family that's a wrestling fan, let them know about this podcast. And if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts, please make sure you go and give us that 5-star rating and let Apple know that you're liking what you're hearing, okay? That helps us out. That helps us get out to more listeners. So we're depending on you to spread the word about the Brothers of Discussion Pro Wrestling Podcast. We appreciate you. We thank you for listening to us every single week. That's all I've got to say. What about you, Fanboy Dave? You got anything else you want to say before we're out of here?
Yeah, I think we really need to talk about the Queen of the Ring.
Yes.
Reading something right now that's saying
share that, it, please.
That the tournament is scheduled to start in October.
Okay.
But the interesting thing, because like I told you, Vince is a genius.
Right.
The finals may be in Saudi Arabia.
Interesting.
Huge, because you know how that is with, you know, how they have women have to be
covered up.
And
yeah.
But that is huge. That would just go to whenever Lacey Evans fought Natalya, the first.
That was groundbreaking for sure.
So
yeah, so this is just taking it up another level.
Yeah, so that's something we could talking maybe get Shotgun's opinion on, but that's huge.
Very much so.
I told you Vince is a genius.
Very much so. Awesome. Well, maybe that's something we will bring up next week with Shotgun. But until then, thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am Rob T.
And I'm Fanboy Dave.
And you've been listening to the Brothers of
Discussion.
Woo!